So a lot of things are happening. It's the third day of September that I'm recording this. You'll hear it on the 4th or later. But today is actually the second day of KUC, our Kids Under Construction Preschool. It's an off and on program. So some kids come every other day. Some kids are here all the time. And I just got to tell you that it's been going great. We've had, you know, just a great start of the school year. And I'm looking forward to more. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Burkloud with your Sunday forecast, and I hope that you are doing great as well. Now, this Sunday, we are beginning a brand new three-week series called A New Vision, and it's inspired by the New Vision Statement of the United Methodist Church, which says, I'm reading it for you here, the United Methodist Church forms disciples of Jesus Christ who, by empowered by the Holy Spirit, love boldly, serve joyfully, and lead courageously in local communities and worldwide connections. That's a lot there. And so over the next 3 weeks, we'll be uncovering, kind of like working through some practical ways each of us can live out these values, not just as individuals, great to do it on our own, you know, but also to do it as a church. And what a great time for us to be remembering this, because we are anticipating just in a few weeks, very few weeks, days really, our celebration of 150 years of being in mission and ministry here in our community. So this week, we will be focusing on one of those three big areas, which is to love boldly. We'll be loving boldly. And the scripture that guides us in this comes from both Matthew and the Gospel of John. So let me read these for you. I'm reading from the Common English Bible, and I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39, which says, Jesus replied, he's in a conversation, Jesus replies, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second one is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay. So, and then also from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, Jesus says, I give you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, so you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other. Now, these verses call us into something deeper, certainly deeper than polite, comfortable, kind of like casual love, bold love. And bold love is the kind of love that crosses boundaries, embraces diversity, and moves towards unity and seeks to heal those kind of divisions that crop up between people. And that's hard. In a world where so many voices sow fear and exclusion, Jesus calls us to a love that is courageous and inclusive. He ate with sinners. He hung out with prostitutes and drunk people. And, you know, Jesus kind of went there. And this is this kind of courageous, inclusive, and grounded into God's own heart love, to love as God loves, that we are called to do. That's the love that changes lives. It certainly changed mine, and even stands to transform the world. So this Sunday, we'll be talking about that, and also we'll be celebrating one of our favorite traditions here at Sterling UMC, and that is Bluegrass Sunday. That's right. We're excited to welcome back our friends from King Street Bluegrass. They'll be bringing that joyful toe-tapping music that lifts our spirits and reminds us that worship is an act of celebration. and joy. And you can learn more about the band if you want to hear them a little bit in action before the service or after the service. You can learn more about them at kingstreetbluegrass.com, and you can find their recordings on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. Now, before we close out today's forecast, I want to kind of give you something that might be helpful to you, a tool that might be helpful for you to love in this kind of bold way, and that is the tool of brownies. Now, as part of today's forecast, I want to tempt you with a little something sweet from our brand new 150th anniversary cookbook. It's called Expanding the Table. Now, this week's recipe comes from Becky Goolsby. Oh, Becky's such a sweetheart. And this is her chocolate syrup brownies. Okay, so let me read it for you here. Now, you can write it down or stick around at the end, and I will tell you how you can get your own copy. Okay, so here's how you make them at home. So for the brownies, you need 1/2 cup butter, 1 cup sugar, 4 eggs, 1 cup chopped walnuts, 1 1/4 cups all-purpose flour. You know, always have to add that. And then a 16-ounce can of chocolate syrup, which is a lovely thing to have in your cupboard for sure. And then for the frosting, you need 1/2 cup butter, 3 tablespoons of milk, 2/3 cup sugar, and 1/2 cup semi-sweet chocolate chips. Chocolate chips are always, you know, wonderful things to have in your cupboard too. So for the brownies, what you do is you mix all it together. You cream together the butter and sugar. You beat the eggs. Don't be shy, but let those eggs have it. Beat those eggs and then blend in the syrup and the flour. You stir in the nuts. Oh, this is making me excited just reading it for you. And then you pour it into a greased 9x13 pan. Then what you want to do is throw that into a preheated oven and bake at 350 degrees for about 30, 35 minutes. And then you let it cool, maybe like 10 minutes or so before the frosting. Now, then, you know, you also have mixed up all that ingredients. So you mix the sugar, milk, and butter for the frosting. You put that in the saucepan and mix that up. And you bring it to a boil. You let it boil for about 30 seconds. Don't overboil your frosting, okay? And you know, pop it off the heat and then stir in those chocolate chips. Try not to eat too many of them before they all get stirred in, but stir in those chocolate chips until they're melted. And it's going to be a little thin, but that's okay. Becky says, it's okay. And then you spread that out over the brownies once they have cooled completely. Don't be like me and rush to frost them too early or pop them out of the pan too early, although it is kind of nice to have a nice warm brownie for sure. But let it cool and then stir it and then you're good. And then, you know, the best part of all this, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until Sunday to explore more recipes because there's some good stuff. I mean, there's some interest. Joan Talbert's deviled eggs are part of this recipe book. You can get your own copy by downloading it. You don't have to pay nothing, but you can download and print your own copy of the Expanding the Table cookbook from our 150th anniversary website by going to sterlingumc.org/D, the letter D, 150, D150. So sterlingumc.org/D150, there you'll find it along with some all kinds of other stuff going on for our 150th celebration. This is going to be just beautiful. So I hope you make these and that you enjoy this delicious, chocolatey, perfect for sharing way to love boldly. So, hey, listen, this is your Sunday forecast for this week. I hope that you have a great week and that you'll join us this Sunday at Sterling United Methodist Church for wonderful worship, fantastic music, and King Street Bluegrass, and a message about what it means to embody boldly love. Until then, hope to see you well. God bless you. Take care.